Next year, Estonia is due to join the European Union. But that doesn't mean all of its residents will become European citizens. Complex citizenship rules have left Estonia's large ethnic Russian minority in a state of limbo for more than a decade, ever since the breakup of the Soviet Union. NPR's Lawrence Sheets visited the Estonian city of Narva.
Narva's one of those frontier cities that empires have wrestled over throughout the centuries. Though Estonians have always laid claim to it, its overlords have included Swedes, Livonians, Danes, and Germans. Narva's medieval castle and the river on which it stands now marks the border with neighboring Russia. The border didn't exist until just over a decade ago when Estonia regained its independence from the Soviet Union. But while Narva is legally very much a part of Estonia, it retains a distinctly Russian flavor. 95% of the city's 70,000 people are ethnic Russians. In the basement of a run-down apartment block, Narva's most popular rock group rehearses. The band is called Avenue. Lead vocalist Vladimir Cherakov sums up the divided loyalties facing many here.
In terms of musical style, we're Russian. And though we live in the Estonian state and consider ourselves Estonians, at the same time, we live in a city of Russian people.
Cherakov, who is an ethnic Russian and speaks little Estonian, is the only member of Avenue to boast a blue Estonian passport. That's because his relatives were here before 1940, when the Soviet Union took over. But the parents of keyboard player Kirill Adilin were part of the wave of Russians sent here after Soviet rule began. That means until he can pass complicated Estonian language and history exams, he's relegated to being officially stateless, a holder of what locals ominously call the gray passport. Neither here nor there is how Adilin resentfully describes his status as essentially a foreigner in the country of his birth. One-third of Narva's people are stateless, though most, like Adilin, have lived here all of their lives. Yuri Mishin runs a group promoting the interests of ethnic Russians, who make up 30% of Estonia's overall population. Mishin says when the country regained its freedom in 1991, many Estonians viewed Russians as a fifth column for the Kremlin. When Estonia became independent, we swore our allegiance to her, Mishin says, and yet we weren't even allowed to vote in the country's first elections. Charges that Estonia systematically discriminates against ethnic Russians have led to tense relations with Moscow. Mishin says the European Union should force Estonia to ease citizenship rules or risk signaling it condones discrimination. But City Secretary Ants Limits says it's Narva's few ethnic Estonians who suffer discrimination.
I'm an Estonian, but when I go to the doctor, I can't speak my native language because my doctor doesn't know Estonian, only Russian.
In the early 90s, some feared ethnic violence might break out in Estonia. But emotions have cooled. The government is trying to integrate the Russian minority more into national life. Stateless residents can now vote in some elections, and the government pays half the cost of courses for those who want to learn the notoriously complex Estonian language. More young ethnic Russians are committed to staying in Estonia. Living standards are significantly higher here than just over the river in Russia. And Estonia will soon gain more advantages from EU membership. Back at the basement rehearsal, Avenue's musicians jam with a local female folklore group. They practice a song with a Russian melody, but sprinkled with Estonian words. The guys struggle with the unfamiliar pronunciation. Vocalist Marina Kuvaitseva explains the patois-like tune was once sung by Estonian exiles to Siberia.
It's like when children grow up in a bilingual family, saying one sentence in one language and the next in the other. It's a reflection of our way of life along the frontier.
A way of life bequeathed to places like Narva by borders which appeared overnight when the USSR collapsed. Kuvaitseva still considers herself Russian, though her two children now think of themselves as Estonian. She says she hasn't even thought about what becoming a citizen of Europe might mean. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.